Philly police are investigating multiple shootings in the city over the weekend. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
12 people were shot in 6 different incidents in the city over the span of just 16 hours. One of those was a shooting in the 1900 block of Hunting Park Avenue in the Tioga Nicetown neighborhood Saturday night at about 8:30. 2 men were killed. A 7-year-old was grazed by a bullet. The child's mother also was shot. About 30 minutes later, a man was shot along the 6100 block of Walton Avenue in West Philadelphia. A security guard also shot a man during a gathering in the 1600 block of Orthodox Street in Frankfort. 4 people were hospitalized following a shooting in the East Falls section of the city Sunday morning. That happened near Roberts and Stokely Streets. One of those hospitalized is suspected of shooting the other 4. And just before noon on Sunday, one person was shot in the 5100 block of Kinsessing Avenue. Police have not released motives, but say one arrest was made in that East Falls shooting. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
There are around 7,000 bridges in New Jersey, and according to the most recent data, about 400 are structurally deficient. Allison Black of the American Road and Transportation Builders Association says that definition does not mean the bridges are unsafe, but indicates one of the key elements of the bridge is in poor condition.
It can take some time to repair these structures. Certainly, a lot of them can be significant investments.
Black says if the condition of a bridge poses a danger to the traveling public, officials either adjust the allowable weight limits for going over it, or they close it down until it can be repaired. Hot and sunny on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 91 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Atlantic City sitting at 88 along the water. Wilmington, 91. Princeton at 90. For the remainder of the day, temperatures could inch up a few more degrees in Philly. We could get into the mid-90s before the day is out. Then clear skies persist overnight, lows only dipping down to basically the upper 70s tonight, and even warmer for Tuesday.